process of praise, and leading us to ministry of abuse, and yet leading us to pray, and yet leading God fully and righteously. I want to take that text in which we God wants us to handle. God wants us to handle. Let's pray. Read only. Build me up as only we can live in me like this. As I'm pretty sure. So that you know how to try. Because I'm human and not worthy. Make me right. Speak. Oh, if I might have that part of sign of speech. It'll matter. Because people need to hear this word. This word is so good and special. And it's been a long week. It's been a hard week. But I'm going to stand on the promises of God. Because you give me the strength to preach your word. I know you can do it one more time. This prayer I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God wants us. Yes, God wants you. God wants me. And more. And yes, I truly believe that God wants us to have more. And I believe it because when Jesus came, Jesus said he wanted us to have life. Not just life, but life more abundant. And because God is not what's keeping us from having the more that God wants us to have? And I'll be the first to admit, there are things in the system that make things especially hard for us as a people. The first of which is the systemic racism that we face each and every day. And it's not just the racism we face from others. Racism has messed us up so that we don't even love each other, not to mention self. And when you don't love self, you don't trust anybody who looks like you. You don't do business with anybody who looks like you. And I vow to go to any and everybody. And I'll never forget when I was growing up with a little boy that was a professor of that union, and he was a pastor of the Wall Street Missionary Baptist Church. His name was Dr. Gordon B. Hancock. And Dr. Hancock believed in what they call the double duty dollar. So I said, well, what did that pastor? See, he said a dollar that was spent to get something that we really needed, that same dollar should be spent for somebody who looked like you and me. You spend your money to get something that you need, and spend it with somebody who looks like you. But we got to tell the truth and shame the devil this morning. Too many times, half dollars aren't even single duty. But we spend those dollars on things we don't need, and we spend those dollars to help other people build their communities and their institution. Well, I know I'm going to hold my name real soon. And then, you know, this election, it amazes me. Now, some black folk had their reason for supporting certain candidates. Some suburban man who had no concern at all, not only for us, but not everybody else, he concerned about himself. Yet, they supported him because they thought he could help them with the dollar. While he needs every dollar he come across to come up his smoking mirrors. Many of us embrace the other side in search of social programs instead of a real change that would build our community. And don't get me wrong, we need welfare, we need food stamps, we need Medicaid, or my life was built off of Medicaid. We need a lot of safety that's in this land. Because the greed of a few drives well-fed people into poverty each and every day. I'll also be the first to admit we're behind in so many areas. in health, in income, in wealth. And remember, wealth is not what you get paid in your check. Because see, there are domestic workers who became millionaires. Wealth is what you have, minus what you owe. Assets minus liabilities. And see, the problem with a lot of our assets, we spend too much on assets that depreciate. Now, real quiet. We all of us need to get real serious about our finances. That's why we teach financial peace here at New Hope Fellowship, because God wants us to take care of what God has blessed us with. Hope you remember what I said about the Ten Commandments when I preached Exodus. God gave those people the commandments to build community. And it's about time for us to come together as a community and build. According to one source, black people in the United States spend $1.3 billion last year on stuff. And a higher percentage of their income than anybody else. Just think of what that could do right here in Hartville, because as black folks, most of the time, we're the profit margin for the businesses that are here today. Not to mention Richmond, Newport, or News or Norfolk. If we stop spending, some businesses would have to shut down. It says Mandy Crawford, the first woman in these United States to be a president of black. And yeah, she was a black woman. And he said, let us put our pennies, nickels, and dimes together, for we have even more today. But we're not going to use it to lift up the few, but to lift up all of us, because we've already got enough time being going around. And we don't need to make things work no more. That's a black problem. See, God wants us to have more, but God doesn't want our stuff to become our God. Our text this morning comes from the Gospel of Matthew, a teaching gospel. And for the last few moments, that's what I've been doing. Teaching just like Jesus did. Teaching in a way that had an impact on the everyday lives of people. And see, that's why I never understood why teaching got such a bad name in the black church. All we want to do is try to go on here no teaching. Why helping people deal with everyday life in some places doesn't seem acceptable? They say, all I do is preach Jesus. Well, Jesus was preaching to help folks. I love having a good time in church. In fact, my daughter told me last Sunday, that ain't my dad up there preaching. That's the Holy Spirit preaching that thing to me. And the Holy Spirit dealt with some things that needed to be changed in this nation. Things that have changed would make the lives of so much people now. If you live in the world I live in, so you need more to be your good servant. The world I live in requires more than an opiate, because when the opiate wears off, the pain is still there. I want a worship experience that gives me something to stand on, something that's going to make my life and the life of others better. That's why I'm preaching this text this morning. A text that is one of the parables of Jesus. Parables which are stories, simple stories, told in a language that people understand, stories that taught people spiritual and moral lessons, and since everything we have comes from God, the way we spend our money has spiritual and moral implications. Jesus goes on his way to Calvary, goes between healing and telling stories. And most of you know this story. Thank Dale for letting me know. I preached this text twice since we moved into this house. I'm just asking you to come with me with eyes and look at this text one more time with fresh eyes. The first thing the text teaches us is that life is not bad. Let me say that one more time. Life is not bad. You know, my friend, the guy I admire so much, Ralph Douglas West, preaching a sermon where he not only said that life is not bad, he goes further and said, you don't want life to be bad. Because if life were bad, there would be a lot of things that we would have to answer for. Now, there are a lot of people that have a problem with that. I just know that the more God gives you, the more God expects of you. And for 2 minutes, giving God an hour on Sunday morning is too much. See, the story begins saying that the kingdom of God is like a man leaving on a trip. I hope you didn't miss the significance of that. But God created the earth. God gave us a lot of things to work with. And God left us here to take care of that. Isn't that what he said? Work with God and keep it. I'm giving you dominion. It's the same thing. And then Jesus came and lived among us. Taught about a lesson like the one I'm preaching today. And then he suffered and died for our sins. Went back home to glory and left us with even more. See, whether you agree with it or not, this parable applies to you. And this parable applies to you. God has blessed us individually and collected with gifts. God has gone on a trip, but Jesus is coming back to get his home. The day of the Lord is coming when we will all have to account for the gifts that God has given us is in the past.
Yes,
number one, he gave five valuable coins. Let me wake somebody up. Since a coin or a talent was made of gold, let me tell you how much it's thought that one talent would be worth today. Are you ready? 1.4 million dollars. But see, let's put that in perspective. If you were to earn $40,000 a year and work for 40 years, you would have earned $1.8 million. See, y'all, we don't take the time to figure out how much God gave us. We don't know what God gave us. But God gives us a whole lot more. The other gave two, and the other gave one. But don't miss this one. He gave to each servant according to that servant's ability. See, please don't miss that. God has given all of us abilities. I just thank God that he gave us all different abilities. Just think, if all of us were the same, if all of us had the same abilities, this world would be a terrible place. There ain't enough churches that everybody was a preacher. You can get up and preach a whole lot of people wouldn't have to sit there all the time. A lot of names would never been cut in the streets, would never be struck. The garden would never be picked up. The food never would be cooked up. God has given us all abilities, some more and some less. However, God has a purpose for our lives, and we have to use those abilities to accomplish God's will. Pastor Lance Watson would say, we got to work our plan, and we got to plan our work. But you know, it gets to me how we have so many gifts in the black church, and those gifts are not being used to build a kingdom of God. Up until a few weeks ago, the virtual worship experience was captured on the iPad. Thank you, Gilbert, for working the iPad, Barbara for working the iPad. You know, and then people gave us the equipment, and we say thank you. And you know, I'm gonna lift up one, but I want to thank everybody working behind the scenes this morning. Yeah. Keisha, Amani, Tawanda, Lanisa, Sandy, young man Giovanni, y'all don't even know, but he told us all the technical stuff. to read the Bible and pray, you know. But you know, if this one man will forget. Because we come on getting together and talking and everything and trying to do everything. Maybe I pull all of my hair out of my hand. But you know, this young man has a gift of technology that expands our reach and updates his heart. When people talk with the visuals, I kind of go along with the sound, and then we got three platforms inside of one. And see, he's not the only one with gifts. There are many other gifts sitting up in every church in this nation, and the black church, because that's not special to the black church. We need to let go, of a little power, and let others use their gifts so that the black church can have some real power in this church. The man gave the servant the gifts. And the question for you, and the question for me is, what do you do with what God gives? Think about it. Are you working with those gifts? Are you wearing those gifts? Are you giving those gifts away? Are you making excuses about your gifts? Are you wasting your time complaining about the gift that God gave you? Or are you strengthening your gifts? Are you partnering with God and others giving them? Let's look at what those servants did with those coins. The servant who had 5 coins trouble and went to work doing business with him. Oh, let me say that again. He took the coin, went to work, and started doing business with him. See, work is the first commandment God gave us. The work that God and the kingdom. See, God gave us our gift to work with. And even though the Bible doesn't endorse any single economic system, economic systems that are needed in order for the world to operate, as long as we, as capitalism, is the system in this land, instead of being tools all the time for businesses owned by other folks, some of us need to start doing business for ourselves and then like to preach all the people. Because see, Jesus was a carpenter. Paul was a tent maker. Lydia was in the clothing business. See, we need to end all the separation between the secular and the sacred and try to make the secular more sacred, because the secular makes the use of the gift of Almighty God. Well, that servant went to work with the 5 and gained 5 more. And the servant with 2 worked and gained 2 more. But there's always that but. The servant who received the 1 has more. He dug a hole in the ground and buried his master's money. And I got to ask the question this morning. How many of us, because we feel that God has not given us enough, we buried our gift in the ground, or we give our gift to somebody else? And if you have, I want you to dig that gift up. I want you to take back what you have given away, because God gave you that gift based on what God knew that you could do. See, no matter how little value other people have a good gift, you might even think that the gift that God has given you, your gift is not valuable. But your gift and what you do with your gift, that gift plays a role in helping build God's kingdom right here on earth. Well, there's a lot of kingdom work that needs to be done. But most importantly, as we say every Sunday morning, that Jesus is coming back, God. And when Jesus comes back, God, we will be judged on how we use our gifts. There are a lot of things that we're going to have to be available. I know that we're going to try to slip and slide and die on a few things. I know there are things that we think we can get away not doing. But if God is who we say God is, God is going to come back and settle things, and there will be no way to hide what we've done or we have not done. The first servant says, Master, you gave me 5 coins. Look, I paid 5 more. The master gives the response that I want to hear. The master gives the response that you should want to hear when Jesus comes back to get his heart. He says, excellent. You're good and faithful, sir. And the good news this morning is, if you have not been a good and faithful servant, when God has blessed you with, there's still time to turn your life around. You will not only, if you turn your life around, be called a good and faithful servant. Jesus will say, you've been faithful over a little bit. I'm going to give you even more. See, God wants us to have more, and not only does God want to give us more, Jesus wants to celebrate with you, and Jesus wants to celebrate with me. It's just that we have to be thankful for the gift that God has given to us, the joy and celebration. Second servant, he didn't get upset with the fact that he only had 2 coins. He did exactly like the first servant and doubled the number of coins God gave. And the same joy that the man had with the first servant, the second servant was called good and faithful also. Oh, the first servant was given more. The second servant was invited to the same celebration. See, it's not how much you bring to God, it's what you do with God. The first servant brought back millions of dollars more than the second servant. However, the second servant received the same response as the first servant. Somebody just had shouted this morning. You ain't got to bring $1 million and profit on the church, but God gave you $100. And you just work that thing and bless God with $200. God would be just as happy with $200. Because we start off with us. All God wants us to do is to start working with the less and move on to more. And I'm a witness this morning that if you put your hands in God's hand, if you take the time to listen and do what God tells you to do, partnering with God can give you more. Even if it's just a place in the kingdom. For it is. That's all I mean. Oh, I don't want any of us to end up like that last servant who told the man, Master, you know. I'm sorry. My wife's telling me that I'm off. You want to have a good time. You're okay if I ain't going to call my wife. Call my brother like something wrong is watching me hold it right now. You know, when he says, Master, I knew your heart. Let me tell you something. See, never be paralyzed by fear. Yeah. Let fear press you to do even more. Yeah. See, he said, you harvest where you have something. You have a crop where you have a spread. You can see me in this right there. I was afraid. And since I was afraid, I didn't hear your bell in the rain. Here it is, I'm giving it back. Take it. That's why I said, there's still time. Time to pick up the coin. Time to take it back. Because I don't want anyone to hear the words this servant heard. When we have to stand before God, yes, you evil and lazy servant. Jesus is saying that laziness is evil. Jesus is saying that using your gifts is evil. Lord, get us right. So that we won't be called evil and lazy. We know who God is, just like the servant knew who the man was. We serve a God who provides exceedingly and abundantly. We serve a God who speaks and things just are showing up. And since we are made in the image of God, it's time for us to start producing some things that have been. The judgment for the third servant was not due. Not only was the coin taken from the third servant and given to the first, listen to the judgment. See, when you use what God has given you to produce more in the right way, produce good and use it for good, those who have much will receive more, and they will have more than you. I told you, like my prayer, but I'm going to trust in God. I'm going to believe in God. And I'm going to work with the talents as long as God gives me strength to turn those talents even more. I told you last week was a crazy week. At one time, I was ready to throw the towel and say, I can't do all of this, but because of God and God was with me, I was able to live and I'm able to stand in this morning. But I don't want to be out. You shouldn't want to be among those that don't have much, and this is not a condemnation of the poor. For my mother and my father grew up poor. The virus of 1918 took my father's life when there was no safety in them. My mother grew up on a tobacco farm, not knowing she was poor. Serena ain't got no shame in the game, and she'll tell you right now that she grew up having to use an outward calling. When I started practicing pharmacy, most people felt that the place was not good enough for them to come into. But just like my brother and father, just like my wife, we use what God gave us and make our lives better. But if you don't, even the little bit that you have will be taken away. But the worst part is, you'll be called workers. You'll be thrown to the fiery stars. Or I know old school. One of the people said, I remind her of an old country preacher. Well, that's what I am. And I'm just telling you what the Bible says. I don't want to go, and you don't want to go, to the place where there will be weeping, to the place where there will be grinding of teeth. I want to be able to go to a celebration. A celebration because we were good and faithful. Good and faithful because we worked what God gave us and everything we have contributed. Everything. No matter how big, no matter how small, God gave it to us. So we took those gifts, took them and went to work doing business with them so that our lives might be better. And the lives of others might be better. And instead of waiting to die in order to go to heaven, we will bring a little bit of heaven right here on earth right now, because God wants us to work. And I said, God wants us to have. Open the doors of the church. And the right.